A Bloomington business venture to employ victims of abuse has shut down. The Middleway House food preparation business was founded in 2002 with the mission to train and provide job experience to the women housed in the domestic violence shelter. Middleway House Outreach Communications Coordinator Sarah Hunt stated the Food Works site is available as a commercial rental space in a press release yesterday. Hunt says while Food Works served as a vocational training and jobs incubator for many of Middleway House's clientele, the cost of sustaining the program drained the shelter's funds.
And of course, we also didn't want it just to be a job. We wanted to pay people a living wage and offer benefits to kind of allow people to reenter the community and the workforce. However, even though it was a program, it just became financially burdensome and started to affect our other programs, which of course are vital as well.
Hunt says, in an attempt to make Food Works financially solvent, Middleway House briefly worked with local grocer Blooming Foods. That agreement ended in the fall of 2016.
They ended that partnership and we found ourselves with this empty space, which was a significant financial burden. Then we met with many other not-for-profits and local businesses in an effort to find a new way to use the space. However, nothing that was going to last long-term or that was viable. And we just reached the difficult decision that financially we needed to find a way to repurpose that space and decided to offer it for lease.
Hunt says Middleway House has sold Food Works kitchen equipment and the commercial space on 318 South Washington Street is now up for rent. It's Middleway House's hope that the rent from the space will help pay for its other programming. Hunt says shutting down Food Works was a difficult decision for the Middleway House's board of directors and administration.
Food Works was created with the hard work, creativity, and financial investment of lots of people and organizations. And we also share the disappointment that the community feels at the end of this chapter in our history. But after examining and exhausting many possibilities, there just weren't any viable ways to go forward.
Middleway House Executive Director Deborah Morrow was formerly a client of the shelter and was employed through Food Works.